This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 359 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. March corn, 373.5, up 6.5. May corn, 382, up 6. November soybeans, 993, up 30.5. January soybeans, 10, up 30.25. March soybeans, 1006.5, up 29.5. December wheat, 526 3/4, up 4.5. March wheat, 540 1/4, up 4.25. May wheat, 548, up 4.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon. Higher than expected weekly export sales numbers and a new sale to China pushed soybean prices sharply higher, with corn and wheat following along. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents stronger at 312 to 330. Soybean bids were up 30 to 32 cents at 942 to 967. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 7 higher at 310 to 330, and soybean bids were up 24 to 26 cents at 949 to 990. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 9 cents at 306 to 3 1/4, soybean bids 27 to 30 cents stronger at 943 to 990, and the wheat bids 5 cents higher at 410 to 457. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids up 31 cents at 984 to 1003, basis unchanged, range from 9 under to 10 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 382.40 to 398.40, which was up $14.40 to $17.40 per ton, with basis steady to $3 per ton higher at 30 to 46 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 7 cents at 315 to 348, with basis steady, ranging from 45 to 12 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 10 to 12 cents higher at 312 to 330, with basis up 3 to 5 cents at 48 to 30 under December. Soybeans ended up 20 to 26 cents at 973 to 985, with basis 5 to 10 cents lower, ranging from 20 under to 8 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 12 higher at 327 to 330. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 25 cents, with quotations at 1010 to 1013. Soft red winter wheat up 5 cents at 402 to 497. While the Milo ended 7 cents higher for the day at 379 to 381. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for Jan delivered corn range from 324 up to 353. January soybean bids at 964 up to 995. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 334 to 353, with the January soybean bids at 966 to 1007. In the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 339 up to 359, with the January soybean bids range from 980 up to 1019. That concludes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 169.05, up a dollar. December live cattle, 169.10, up 95 cents. February live cattle, 168.85, up a dollar 22 cents. October feeder cattle, 240.22, up 77 cents. November feeder cattle, 236.70, up $1.52. January feeder cattle, 230.97, up $1.70. December lean hogs, 88.72, down $1.02. February lean hogs, 87.45, down 40 cents. April lean hogs, 88.55, down 75 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Thursday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 143 lower in the range of 81 to 92, with a weighted average carcass price of $91,838. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 64, 4 to 5 weights 62 to 69, 5 to 6 weights 64 to 70, and 600 pounds and up 65 to 73. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $60 to $68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,151 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 414 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 170. Select and choice were 155 to 158.50. Select steers 135 to 150. And choice slaughter Holstein steers, 148 to 150. Select and choice Holstein steers, 145.50 to 147.50. And choice heifers, 160 to 170. Select and choice heifers were 156. They also had some feeder cattle, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 284 to 301. Five weights were 239. to 256, and six weights were 220 to 237.50. They also had some Holstein steers. Three weights were 239 to 270. Four weights were 245 to 260, and five weights were 211 to 233. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, they had some three weights, spring 280 to 327. Four weights were 265 to 271, five weights were 228 to 240, and six weights were 202 to 220. Now on for the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 260 head, choice slaughter steers 160 to 168, choice slaughter heifers 159.50 to 165.75, and choice slaughter Holstein steers 145.50 to 152. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 363 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.54, and that's 62 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher with, they were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $249.43, and that was $157 lower. Select carcasses were $233.54, and that was $1.53 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was $108,000. That compared to $109,000 last week and $117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was $429,000. That compared to $429,000 last week and $428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Earlier this week, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders took out their soybean plot. I spoke with President of the Young Leaders, Matt Stolte, for more information.
Yes, we took out the soybean plot on Tuesday. And just to tell you a little bit about the plot, this is the fifth year for the soybean plot, and it was located just north of Carl Martin's house, on the west frontage road at the Raymond exit along Interstate 55. It was planted on May 22nd. We planted the population at 150,000 with 30-inch rows, and it was a no-till soybean plot this year. And the previous crop was corn. Now, the actual plot average for this year was 70.6 bushel. The check averaged 69.9 bushel, and the overall moisture averaged right there at 13.4. This year's highs and lows for the soybean plot, the high was 75.4 bushel, and the low was 63.8 bushel. And the top five winners for this year's soybean plot would be Feaster at number one, NK Seeds was second, Pioneer was third, Burris was fourth, and Pro Harvest was fifth.
And how many did you have entered the soybean plot again?
This year there was 13 companies, and they were all allowed to have two entries. Now, there was a couple that didn't abide by the rules and had a variety number that was higher than what we allowed in the plot, so we cut three of them out because of that.
And these sound like phenomenal numbers. Can you compare them to some of the previous years?
And I didn't check back this morning to see how the previous year was. I think last year was right around 65. This could be the highest overall yield we've had, and I think it is by far. But I think the overall average has been in the 50s to mid-60s, I think, last year. So, yeah, overall pretty good year for yields for the soybean plot, and it's very comparable from what I've been hearing in the area and kind of what I've been hearing.
Well, it sounds like it was a great year, and were there any problems with the plot, or were the beans fairly clean throughout the year?
Beans were fairly clean throughout the year. I was a little concerned when I called Carl. He said he was cutting for a couple of days. I didn't know how wet the ground was going to be, but the no-till soybean plot ended up being pretty good, and that's where I'm seeing the less tracks out of anything. Anybody that had some chiseled ground and followed by soybeans, or maybe cutting a little bit of rut here and there, but anybody that had no-till ground is being able to get across it fairly easy without having any issues so far.
Stolte also wanted to express his thanks for those who helped out with the plot.
I'd just like to thank Carl for taking care of the plot the past 5 years. He's put a lot of hard work into it, from mowing around all the signs and making everything look as nice as it does. And to thank the companies for participating and helping out the young leaders with supporting our organization. Without them, we couldn't be able to do half the things we do with young leaders.
Stolte also touched on how Harvest is doing on his own farm.
We are getting close to wrapping up. I don't know if we'll finish up by Saturday or not, but we got about 40 acres of corn, and as of this morning, we've got about 120 acres of beans. So we're getting pretty close to finishing stuff up. We just need the weather to cooperate here. It's going to warm up here, sounds like Saturday and Sunday, before it turns off cold again.
Are the yield numbers on your operation higher than you were expecting, or are they about where you thought they would be?
They are about right where I was checking everything before harvest. They vary a little bit, but they're staying pretty consistent across most of our soil types.
Are you pleased with this year's harvest numbers?
Oh, yeah, by far. I don't think anybody can be too upset with this year's harvest numbers. Guys seeing 250 bushel corn and anything over 200 bushel on lighter ground, so I think every farmer ought to be pleased with some of the results.
Again, that was President of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders, Matt Stolte. Corn farmers around the nation are bringing in their biggest crop on record. By USDA's reckoning, it will be some 14.5 billion bushels. Finding enough storage for this crop was a large concern until the weather caused a delay in the harvest, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
As of October 12th, only 24% of the corn acreage had been harvested, compared to the previous five-year average of 43%. Soybean harvest has been a little more timely, but was estimated at only 40% complete as of October 12th, compared to the average of 53%. The slower pace of harvest has allowed for more crops to be consumed as harvest progresses, reducing the overall requirement for storage space.
In total, Good says it's likely that consumption of feed grains, wheat and soybeans, during the period from September 1st through October 16th, totaled about 3.2 billion bushels, or about 69.6 million bushels per day. Roughly speaking, this means nearly 16% of the total fall crop supply has already been consumed.
That magnitude of consumption has substantially reduced the requirement for crop storage capacity, resulting in a modest strengthening of the corn and soybean bases in many areas.
While overall crop storage problems may be less severe than anticipated, regional issues do persist, says Good. In addition, he thinks a more rapid pace of harvest, particularly for corn, will keep basis levels for both fall harvested crops, corn and soybeans, seasonally weak. He says a typical post-harvest recovery in basis levels, however, is expected. The University of Illinois Extension is hosting a cover crop field day on Tuesday, October 28th, at the Sheeter Farm south of Brighton on Route 111. Cover crops are becoming an often mentioned tool in developing water quality and soil improvement practices in the Midwest. Strategies to hold plant nutrients in place, reduce soil erosion, address outflow of nitrogen and phosphates into nearby water bodies, and ultimately protecting our great river systems that are being looked at closely in association with hypoxia in the Gulf of Mexico. At this field day, demonstrations on cover crop establishment, species selection, plant characteristics to match your cover crop needs, and integrated cover crop management benefits will be shared. Again, the 2014 Cover Crop Field Day program will be on October 28th at the Sheeter Farm site about 1.5 miles south of Brighton on the west side of Route 111. The program will start at 10 a.m. and will conclude around 2 in the afternoon. Lunch will be served around noon. The program is free and open to the general public. However, to ensure the proper amount of handout materials, they are asking that you call the Jerseyville office at 1-618-498-2913 or the Taylorville office at 217-287-7246 to RSVP. A Lamont, Iowa farmer claims someone harvested his soybeans in Joe Davies County, Illinois. KCCI-TV reports Matt Schuster says he's missing more than 1,600 bushels of soybeans after someone took the crops. He noticed the theft when he checked the land last weekend. Neighbors say they saw the crop being harvested, but they thought Schuster had hired someone to combine the field. But he has to come up with about 1,600 bushels of soybeans by the 1st of November to meet a contract. While the county sheriff's office is investigating, he hopes it was just a big mistake and that someone accidentally harvested his crops. The crops were in northwestern Illinois near East Dubuque. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.